Hello, this is Ryan Martin with the Primo Subsidy Radio Sports Network, still here at the state tournament as action continues. Sitting here with head coach of the Redfield Pheasants and Wade Schlatter. Impressive tournament. Got the dual tournament tomorrow, coach. End up having five place winners as Brady Rissiter gets third at 106. Mason Woodley finishes out in fifth. Corbin Schwartz finishes out in third. Grady Fye is the runner-up, and we get a state champ in Mason Fye. Can you talk about all these kids, effort and up until this point? And it gets to be a long season. Kind of climaxes here.
Yeah, I mean, we had a kind of a difficult start to the day yesterday, and losing some kids that we didn't expect to.
Sure.
And we had the guys that came back, the five that they called themselves the Furious Five, and mm-hmm. they came back today and put some points on the board for us. And finished strong. Brady Rissiter, he was 30 seconds away from getting himself into the finals, but he came back and got third, which is a lot of team points.
That's
for
tough,
us.
Isn't it, coach?
It is. You know, he
come after, in thinking they're going to win it. You know,
you know, he got his heart broke and came back and did it for the team.
Sure.
Mason Whitley, I mean, he was the ninth seed coming in. And he had a couple of matches yesterday. He lost his first match of the tournament, and he fought his way back and placed fifth. I can't say enough good things about him.
Mm-hmm.
He was a warrior.
Sure.
And then Mason Fye, wow. You know, probably 160 was one of the toughest weights in the B's. And they were all would beat each other, and mm-hmm. Riley Orrell was kind of the one that nobody had beat, and he had lost in the semifinals, and it cleared a path for Mason to get his state title. And he went
police
out.
Police is tough. Police is tough. Yeah, Mason talked about police pinned him. They come back and beat him. You know, kind of went back and forth. Good buddy it is, and very familiar with each other. That equals a 1-0 match, right, coach?
For sure. I mean, it was 1-0. But that kid is an explosive kid, the Calise mm-hmm. kid, and it was Mason's day, and so that was awesome.
When you start talking about Mason and the state title there, I can't think what I think about when I watch Mason. He always stays in good position. He never gets out of position, limits mistakes.
For sure. I mean, that's something that he's had all 4 years that he's been wrestling for us. Earlier this year he set the win record for Redfield, and that was Redfield has a little bit of tradition,
just a little bit,
that's a big deal, and for him to kind of finish the year off with a state title, I couldn't be more proud of him.
When you start talking about Corbin Schwartz, the senior at 182, had a tough loss there, comes back for third, just like Rissiter. It's tough to do. He grinded it out and came back.
For sure. I mean, he loses in the semifinals, and I knew his heart was broke, and but he kind of regathered, regrouped, and came back, and a couple of the wins were close, but they were wins, and he got those team points that we really needed. I mean, it put us in fourth place, 1 point ahead of Phillip, and
sure.
Every point counted.
Yeah.
And so that was huge.
Yeah, when you get to the top five teams, a very fine line to fifth, fourth, third, trying to get the kids to buy into that team aspect. When you lose, you got to come back. It's huge, and that same attitude will transition over into the dual tournament tomorrow, probably.
For sure. Well, we have a rough draw. We have Canton
sure.
in the first round, and, that's going to be a rough draw.
Last guy at 285, Grady Fye, young kid, strong kid, going to be back. Finished second, lost to Christensen. Talk about him a little bit.
You know what? He's a sophomore, and he's going to have better days ahead of him.
Yep.
All of his losses this year came to Quentin Christensen, and so we couldn't be more proud of him. He came here with a goal to win it, and came up a little bit short. But the good thing is he's got a couple years left to kind of take care of business.
as I interviewed Mason, he talked about him and his brother possibly winning the state title. I couldn't help but think about, you know, him sitting there as a senior and his brother's a sophomore. You know, he knows his brother's going to do well, and it's pressure to perform. Keep up, isn't it?
For sure. Those guys have been pushing each other all year, and you know, it was kind of set up, and I was hoping that it could happen, but sure. This is wrestling.
Yeah.
And so nothing's given.
For sure. As I stick around here tomorrow, I'll cover you the rest of the way through the dual tournament. Couldn't be happier to cover Redfield as I talk about your team and talked about that with Mason. The youth program bleeds right into the high school program. I think the guys that you got in place all have their own little niche. You know, Doug sits back there, he kind of talks to kids and relate to kids, and you got kind of a technique guy in there, and you're kind of doing everything for these kids, and he identified that way. You're doing a heck of a job. Glad to follow your teams, and I appreciate the time very much.
Thank you. I just want to thank all the – we have a great community of wrestling. We have guys that are coming up to help us, and they give a lot to the program. It isn't just one person; it's everybody giving a group effort, and there's a little bit of pride in the tradition. And so I give a lot out to those guys.
Hey, I'm sure you got a lot of help. I appreciate identifying those. You know, when he's talking about state champs, they're right around him. They're right around him. You know, when Mason sits there and breaks the win title. Yeah, Rob Lewis, you got Robinson around. I mean, you got guys who won a lot of matches right around there.
For sure. We've had Brady Edgar up in the room and Dallas Youngworth and those guys.
They love to come back. Huh?
They're living around there, and that's part of their tradition as well. So.
All right. I definitely appreciate it. I'll be here tomorrow because that's our interview with Wade Schlatter here in the Primrose Hub City Radio Sports Network, sponsored by Redfield Energy, Redfield Food Center, Chuck's Body Shop, RDO Equipment of Redfield, Jessen Heating, Refrigeration, Electric, Wild Roots Marketplace, and Apple Oil, as well as the shop out there at Highway 281.